He walked southward along Westland Row. But the recipe is in the other trousers. Oh, and I forgot that latchkey, too. Bore, this funeral affair. Oh, well, poor fellow. It's not his fault. When was it I got it made up last? Wait, I changed a sovereign, I remember. First of the month, it must have been, or the second. Oh, we can look it up in the prescriptions book. The chemist turned back page after page. Sandy, shriveled smell he seems to have. Shrunken skull. And old. Quest for the Philosopher's Stone. The alchemists.
About a fortnight ago, sir.
Yes, Mr. Bloom said. He waited by the counter, inhaling the keen reek of drugs, the dusty, dry smell of sponges and loofahs. Lot of time taken up telling your aches and pains. Sweet almond oil and tincture of benzoin, Mr. Bloom said, and then orange flower water. It certainly did make her skin so delicate, white like wax. And white wax also, he said. Brings out the darkness of her eyes. Looking at me, the sheet up to her eyes. Spanish. Smelling herself, when I was fixing the links in my cuffs. Those homely recipes are often the best. Strawberries for the teeth, nettles and rainwater, oatmeal, they say, steeped in buttermilk. Skin food. One of the old queen's sons, Duke of Albany, was it? Had only one skin. Leopold, yes. Three we have. Warts, bunions and pimples, to make it worse. But you want a perfume, too. What perfume does your Peau d'Espagne? That orange flower. Pure curd soap. Water is so fresh. Nice smell these soaps have. Time to get a bath around the corner. Hammam. Turkish. Massage. Dirt gets rolled up in your navel. Nicer if a nice girl did it. Also, I think I... Yes, I... Do it in the bath. Curious longing. Water to water. Combine business with pleasure. Pity no time for massage. Feel fresh then all day. Funeral be rather glum.
Yes, sir,
the chemist said.
That was 2 and 9. Have you brought a bottle?
No, Mr. Bloom said. Make it up, please. I'll call later in the day, and I'll take one of those soaps. How much are they?
Fourpence, sir.
Mr. Bloom raised a cake to his nostrils. Sweet, lemony wax. I'll take this one, he said. That makes 3 and a penny.
Yes, sir, the chemist said. You can pay altogether, sir, when you come back.
Good, Mr. Bloom said. He strolled out of the shop, the newspaper baton under his armpit, the cool wrapper soap in his left hand. At his armpit, Bantam Lyons' voice and hand said,
Hello, Bloom. What's the best news? Is that today's show's a minute?
Shaved off his moustache again, by Jove. Long, cold upper lip, to look younger. He does look balmy, younger than I am. Bantam Lyons' yellow black-nailed fingers unrolled the baton. Once a wash, too. Take off the rough dirt. Good morning. Have you used pear soap? Dandruff on his shoulders. Scalp wants oiling.
I want to see about the French horse that's running today, Bantam Lyons said. Where the bugger is it?
He rustled the pleated pages, jerking his chin on his high collar. Barber's itch. Tight collar. He loses hair. Better leave him the paper and get shut of him.
You can keep it, Mr. Bloom said. Ascot, gold, cup. Wait,
Bantam Lyons muttered. Half
a mole. Maximum the second.
I was just going to throw it away, Mr. Bloom said. Bantam Lyons raised his eyes suddenly and leered weakly.
What's that?
His sharp voice said.
I said you can keep it, Mr. Bloom answered. I was going to throw it away that moment.
Bantam Lyons doubted an instant, leering, then thrust the outspread sheets back on Mr. Bloom's arms.
I'll risk it, he said. Here, thanks.
He sped off towards Conway's corner. Godspeed, scut. Mr. Bloom folded the sheets again to a neat square and lodged the soap in it, smiling. Silly lips of that chap. Betting. Regular hotbed a bit lately. Messenger boy stealing to put on sixpence. Raffle for large tender turkey. Your Christmas dinner for threepence. Jack Fleming embezzling to gamble, then smuggled off to America. Keeps a hotel now. They never come back. Flesh pots of Egypt. He walked cheerfully towards the Mosque of the Baths. Reminds you of a mosque, red-baked bricks, the minarets. College sports today, I see. He eyed the horseshoe poster over the gate of College Park. Cyclist doubled up like a cod in a pot. Damn bad ad.
Now, if they had made it round like a wheel, then the spokes, sports, 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 and the hub, big, college. Something to catch the eye. Oh, there's Hornblower, standing at the porter's lodge. Keep him on hand. Might take a turn in there on the nod. How do you do, Mr. Hornblower?
How do you do, sir?
Heavenly weather, really. If life was always like that. Cricket weather. Sit around under sunshades. Over after over. Out. They can't play it here. Duck for 6 wickets. Still, Captain Buller broke a window in the Kildare Street Club with a slog to square leg. Donnybrook Fair, more on their line. And the skulls we were a-cracking when McCarthy took the floor. Heat wave. Well, at last. Always passing the stream of life, which in the stream of life we trace is dearer than them all. Enjoy a bath now. Clean trough of water, cool enamel, the gentle, tepid stream. This is my body. He foresaw his pale body, reclined in it at full, naked, in a womb of warmth, oiled by scented, melting soap, softly laved. He saw his trunk and limbs rippled over and sustained, buoyed lightly upward, lemon yellow, his navel, bud of flesh, and saw the dark, tangled curls of his bush floating, floating hair of the stream, around the limp father of thousands, a languid, floating flower.